howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Did you know that I was vaccinated for moral scruples and ethics?
You don't have one.
Yeah,
do
I don't have any of them. So, yeah.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
Finally, a vaccine that works.
That works. Actually works.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
What here. You got?
The world's shortest cowboy books.
Oh. All right. This ought
all right.
to be good.
Yes. Let's see. Legendary miniature horses. Yeah. Artificial insemination made easy.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a short
That's
book.
A short, short
you
book.
You get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. Let's see. Calving season bedtime stories.
That's
a short, short book. Yeah, uh-huh. Right, yeah. Quick and easy ways to repair a prolapse.
Quick and easy.
Yeah,
right?
Right, yeah. How to count to 10 on your fingers by the USTRC.
That's not funny.
That isn't funny. That's not funny. Quit. Yeah,
quit it.
All right, yeah. Let's see. Llama, it's what's for dinner.
Llama,
yeah, right. Why you never saw stray cats on a cattle drive.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Yeah, right, yeah. The Cocinero's Complete Guide to Sanitary Cooking.
Exactly.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. I'm going to have to skip a couple of these. All right. A vegan in Bubba's Steakhouse.
short
book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Let's. I'm skipping here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Andy Nelson's little book of moral scruples and ethics.
Moral scruples and ethics.
A very short.
Very
book.
Short.
Yes. Dad, I'm marrying a bull rider. How to make murder look like an accident?
Exactly. Whoops. Yep.
Yeah. I have acreage and a backhoe.
And a backhoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rawhide, the joy of nude team roping.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. My quit. Now just stop it.
Rawhide.
Rawhide. Let's see. The complete directory of country music's real cowboys.
Real cowboys. There you go.
That's a short, short book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great Pulitzer Prize-winning cowboy poets.
Cowboy poets, absolutely.
That one, I'm sorry.
Poet
that one
Laureate or Lariat?
Yeah, poet Lariat.
Poet
yeah, right.
Lariat.
No, Pulitzer Prize-winning cowboy poets.
Cowboy poets.
Cowboy poets,
can you
use
Pulitzer Prize and cowboy poets in the same sentence?
I just did.
You just did?
Absolutely, yes. How to cover a Belgian mare with a miniature horse?
Get a belly hay.
Short. Short.
Very short.
Yeah. A vegan's guide to cooking steak.
Uh-huh.
Very
short book.
Very, very short. Mm-hmm. Short book. Yeah. I don't know. About,
you don't know?
I don't know about a couple of these, but
you wrote them.
I know. That's the problem. But okay, I'm not going to do it.
No,
because there's just wait.
Because I just threw you under the bus.
Well, because right, yeah. If folks would have thought of somebody else wrote them, then I'd have finished.
But
now that they know that I wrote them,
okay.
Got
fine.
A great show coming.
Oh, I
at us,
hope
though.
So.
Prairie Rose Wranglers are riding along with us. Jess Howard,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, some poetry. Joni Harms, Ian Tyson, Dale Burson.
Oh my!
But let's start with "Gone with the West."
Let's do it.
Yeah, a new someday.
in your sweet time, I knew you'd come my way. If I kept my nose to the grindstone, chasing miles, but I can see those miles are finally starting to catch up with me.
She's got a good man
who holds me in his arms,
a little piece of land.
Two horses and a barn
are happy ever after. Finally found a home. Dreaming and scheming, all those plans we've made. Oh, but how has God blessed us? That rocky road don't seem so rocky when you're up along the way. Settled for a while, a brand new someday.
We'll make its way around,
we'll saddle up and say,
let's pull up stakes and ride off to a new someday. Seems so rocky when you're loping along the way. Oh, maybe one day when we've settled for a while,
a brand new someday,
we'll make its way around,
we'll settle up and say,
let's pull up stakes and ride off to a new someday. We'll settle up and say,
let's pull up stakes and ride off to a new someday.
Yeah, that's right. We both said that we'd both take a new someday.
Yes, that, we would.
I'd do that all over again, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Glad you're riding along with it. And whose idea was this?
Whose idea was that?
Whose idea was it to do a radio show?
You better raise your hand.
That was whose stupid idea was this?
Look at you go.
20 years plus.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's right.
Who knew?
Yeah, that's right.
Say that wouldn't lie.
Yeah. Well, we're working on our second million too.
We give up on the
give up on our first million, and we're working on our second million now. Right. You know, you can make a lot of money as a radio show host.
Oh, man, yeah. Only if your initials are Howard Stern.
Yeah, oh, geez. You know, maybe we ought to
get a little crusty.
Maybe we ought to turn into shock jocks and
I can't do it.
We could make some money.
Your mom would come out of
Well, you know, that's a true statement.
Slap a pop knot on your head.
Our wives wouldn't stand for it
either. Our wives
I guarantee
either.
For it. Yeah. Whose bright idea was it to change horseshoe nail from count to pounds, or pounds to count?
Whose idea was that? That was a great idea.
Whose great idea was that?
Well, and then explain to them why they did that.
Well, it was Walt Garrison, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't he the one that owned Cape Well at the time?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I might be lying there, but anyway. it was some famous football player.
Yeah.
All right.
It was for quality
control. My eye.
Yeah. I didn't see a dang bit of difference between them.
Nope. 1 pound box and a 5 pound box went to 100 count and 500 count.
That's right.
Phooey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And when you're spitting pounds of nails a summer or even a day.
Or even a day.
For some of them.
Yeah. Darn right.
That makes a big difference in the pocketbook.
Oh, man. It takes the pee out of profit.
It's in a hurry.
Right away.
In a hurry.
Whose bright idea was it to raise roping steers?
Well, that was a combination.
Was it?
That was a combination.
Yeah.
Both Dick and I both wanted Longhorns.
Yeah. Did you?
We did. We wanted to try our hand at
Longhorns. Did you want the Coriani Cross or did you just want the Longhorns?
Both.
You wanted them both?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, hey, I got a keen idea.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah. All right.
Bad idea.
Well. You know, I just had to bring that up.
You did. That scab had just about healed.
Just about healed. And
15, 20 years later?
I was talking to your boys about it over the weekend, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that was not a good idea.
No?
Not a good idea.
All right. Well, you know, you can make a lot of money raising exotic animals. Don't you know that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Ask the King Ranch, right?
Whose bright idea was it to start raising emu?
Emus. Yeah, them are big chickens.
They're mighty big chickens.
Those chickens will kick you.
One of those legs will last you for a while.
Yeah. It's the new red meat.
It is, yeah.
Or white meat.
Right, and you remember back when that was the big deal.
Ostrich and emus,
Ostrich and emus.
Good old buddy, old Kenyon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Had to hire some cowboys to go catch his emus.
To go catch his emus that got out.
We was emu wranglers.
Were you?
Yeah.
So do they have the same roping rules as llamas?
Because
they got a big old neck there.
He wouldn't let us.
Oh, he wouldn't let you rope
them? He says no.
Ah, well, forget it.
But it's easy.
You're on your own, pal.
It's like a fence post.
It's like a llama. We need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Oh, really?
When we come back, Dale Burson is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.